Have you ever longed to go deeper in your walk with Jesus Christ, to know him in a more deeper, intimate way, to fall in love with him all over again? Join us as we begin the book of the Song of Songs, the grandest romance of all time. It's not just a romance between Solomon and his beloved, but it's a romance for you and I to pursue with our beloved, with Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Daily Audio Torah. Today is September 6th. Now let's continue our journey reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. This week we are reading from the Israel Bible for the Old Testament and from the King James for the New Testament. Deuteronomy 21, 10 to 23. When you take the field against your enemies, and Hashem your God delivers them into your power, and you take some of them captive, and you see among the captives a beautiful woman, and you desire her and would take her to wife, you shall bring her into your house, and she shall trim her hair and pare her nails, and discard her captive's garb. She shall spend a month's time in your house lamenting her father and mother. After that, you may come to her and possess her, and she shall be your wife. Then, should you no longer want her, you must release her outright. You must not sell her for money. Since you had your will with her, you must not enslave her. If a man has two wives, one loved and the other unloved, and both the loved and the unloved have borne him sons, but the firstborn is the son of the unloved one, when he wills his property to his sons, he may not treat as firstborn the son of the loved one in disregard of the son of the unloved one who is older. Instead, he must accept the firstborn, the son of the unloved one, and allot to him a double portion of all he possesses, since he is the first fruit of his vigor. The birthright is his due. If a man has a wayward and defiant son who does not heed his father or mother and does not obey them, even after they discipline him, his father and mother shall take hold of him and bring him out to the elders of his town at the public place of his community. They shall say to the elders of his town, "This son of ours is disloyal and defiant. He does not heed us. He is a glutton and a drunkard." Thereupon, the men of this town shall stone him to death. Thus, you will sweep out evil from your midst. All Israel will hear and be afraid. If a man is guilty of a capital offense and is put to death, and you impale him on a stake, you must not let his corpse remain on the stake overnight, but must bury him the same day, for an impaled body is an affront to Hashem. You shall not defile the land that Hashem your God is giving you to possess. Song of Psalms 1, 1 to 4, 16. The Song of Songs by Solomon. Oh, give me of the kisses of your mouth, for your love is more delightful than wine. Your ointments bring a sweet fragrance. Your name is like finest oil. Therefore do maidens love you. Draw me after you. Let us run. The king has brought me to his chambers. Let us delight and rejoice in your love, savoring it more than wine. Like new wine, they love you. I am dark but comely, O daughters of Jerusalem. Like the tents of Kedar, like the pavilions of Solomon. Don't stare at me because I am swarthy, because the sun has gazed upon me. My mother's sons quarreled with me. They made me guard the vineyards. My own vineyard I did not guard. Tell me, you whom I love so well, where do you pasture your sheep? Where do you rest them at noon? Let me not be as one who strays beside the flocks of your fellows. If you do not know, O fairest of women, go follow the tracks of the sheep and graze your kids by the tents of the shepherds. I have likened you, my darling, to a mare in Pharaoh's chariots. Your cheeks are comely with plaited wreaths, your neck with strings of jewels. We will add wreaths of gold to your spangles of silver. While the king was on his couch, my nard gave forth its fragrance. My beloved to me is a bag of myrrh lodged between my breasts. My beloved to me is a spray of henna blooms from the vineyards of En-Gedi. Ah, you are fair, my darling. Ah, you are fair with your dove-like eyes. And you, my beloved, are handsome, beautiful indeed. Our couch is in a bower. Cedars are the beams of our house, cypresses the rafters. I am a rose of Sharon, a lily of the valleys. Like a lily among thorns, so is my darling among the maidens. Like an apple tree among trees of the forest, so is my beloved among the youths. I delight to sit in his shade, and his fruit is sweet to my mouth. He brought me to the banqueting table, and his banner over me is love. Sustain me with raisin cakes. Refresh me with apples, for I am faint with love. His left hand was under my head. His right arm embraced me. I adjure you, O maidens of Jerusalem, by gazelles or by hinds of the field, do not awaken or rouse love until it pleases. Hark! My beloved, there he comes, leaping over mountains, bounding over hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or like a young stag. There he stands behind our wall, gazing through the window, peering through the lattice. My beloved spoke thus to me, "Arise, my darling, my fair one, come away. For now the winter is past, the rains are over and gone. The blossoms have appeared in the land, the time of pruning has come. The song of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The green figs form on the fig tree. The vines in blossom give off fragrance. Arise, my darling, my fair one, come away. O my dove, in the cranny of the rocks, hidden by the cliff, let me see your face. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is comely. Catch us the foxes, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards, for our vineyard is in blossom. My beloved is mine, and I am his who browses among the lilies. When the day blows gently and the shadows flee, set out, my beloved, swift as a gazelle or a young stag, for the hills of spices. Upon my couch at night I sought the one I love. I sought, but found him not. I must rise and roam the town, through the streets and through the squares. I must seek the one I love. I sought, but found him not. I met the watchmen who patrol the town. Have you seen the one I love? Scarcely had I passed them when I found the one I love. I held him fast. I would not let him go till I brought him to my mother's house, to the chamber of her who conceived me. I adjure you, O maidens of Jerusalem, by gazelles or by hinds of the field, do not awaken or rouse love until it pleases. Who is she that comes up from the desert like columns of smoke, in clouds of myrrh and frankincense, of all the powders of the merchant? There is Solomon's couch, encircled by 60 warriors, of the warriors of Israel, all of them trained in warfare, skilled in battle, each with sword on thigh because of terror by night. King Solomon made him a palanquin of wood from Lebanon. He made its posts of silver, its back of gold, its seat of purple wool. Within it, it was decked with love by the maidens of Jerusalem. O maidens of Zion, go forth and gaze upon King Solomon wearing the crown that his mother gave him on his wedding day, on his day of bliss. Ah, you are fair, my darling. Ah, you are fair. Your eyes are like doves behind your veil. Your hair is like a flock of goats streaming down Mount Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of ewes climbing up from the washing pool. All of them bear twins, and not one loses her young. Your lips are like crimson thread. Your mouth is lovely. Your brow behind your veil gleams like a pomegranate split open. Your neck is like the Tower of David, built to hold weapons, hung with 1,000 shields, all the quivers of warriors. Your breasts are like two fawns, twins of a gazelle, browsing among the lilies. When the day blows gently and the shadows flee, I will betake me to the Mount of Myrrh, to the Hill of Frankincense. Every part of you is fair, my darling. There is no blemish in you. From Lebanon, come with me. From Lebanon, my bride, with me. Trip down from Amana's peak, from the peak of Sinir and Hermon, from the dens of lions, from the hills of leopards. You have captured my heart, my own, my bride. You have captured my heart with one glance of your eyes, with one coil of your necklace. How sweet is your love, my own, my bride. How much more delightful your love than wine, your ointments more fragrant than any spice. Sweetness drops from your lips, O bride. Honey and milk are under your tongue, and the scent of your robes is like the scent of Lebanon. A garden locked is my own, my bride, a fountain locked up, a sealed up spring. Your limbs are an orchard of pomegranates and of all luscious fruit, of henna and of nard, nard and saffron, fragrant reed and cinnamon, with all aromatic woods, myrrh and aloes, all the choice perfumes. You are a garden spring, a well of fresh water, a rill of Lebanon. Awake, O north wind, come, O south wind, blow upon my garden, that its perfume may spread. Let my beloved come to his garden and enjoy its luscious fruits. 2 Corinthians 8:16-24. But thanks be to God, which put on the same earnest care into the heart of Titus for you. For indeed he accepted the exhortation, but being more forward of his own accord, he went to you. And we have sent with him the brother whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches. And not that only, but who was also chosen of the churches to travel with us with this grace, which is administered by us to the glory of the same Lord, and declaration of your ready mind, avoiding this, that no man should blame us in this abundance which is administered by us, providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. And we have sent with them our brother, whom we have oftentimes proved diligent in many things, but now much more diligent upon the great confidence which I have in you. Whether any do inquire of Titus, he is my partner and fellow helper concerning you, or our brethren be inquired of. They are the messengers of the churches and the glory of Christ. Wherefore show you to them and before the churches the proof of your love and of our boasting on your behalf. Psalm 50:1-23. The mighty God, even the Lord, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together to me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am God, even your God. I will not reprove you for your sacrifices or your burnt offerings, to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of your house, nor he goats out of your folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. But unto the wicked God said, what have you to do to declare my statutes, or that you should take my covenant in your mouth? Seeing that you hate instruction and cast my words behind you, when you saw a thief, then you consented with him and have been partaker with adulterers. You give your mouth to evil and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son. These things have you done, and I kept silence, though you thought that I was altogether such as one as yourself. But I will reprove you and set them in order before your eyes. Now consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Whoso offers praise glorifies me, and to him that orders his conversation and behavior aright will I show the salvation of God. Proverbs 22:22-23. Rob not the poor, because he is poor, neither oppress the afflicted in the gate. For the Lord will plead their cause and spoil the soul of those that spoiled them. Today we begin reading from the book of the Song of Songs, and it's the beautiful love story of a beloved woman with her beloved, which is Solomon. But it's more than a historical love story between two people. It's also a parable and a love story between each one of us with our beloved, who is Yeshua, our Messiah. So as we read this book, the application for each and every one of us is that we can have that kind of intimacy in our love relationship with Yeshua, with Jesus. Ask him to take you to a deeper place in your love relationship with him. As you read the book, turn it into a prayer and pray it as the very depths of your heart, the very passion of your soul. Now please enjoy this beautiful worship song, Song of Songs 1 and 2, Kiss Me, from The Project of Love.
Kiss me full on the mouth. Kiss me full on the mouth. For your love is better than wine, your love is better than. Kiss me full on the mouth. Oh, kiss me full on the mouth. Yeah, for your love is better than wine. Your love is better than wine, better than wine. Take me away with you, let's run off together. We'll celebrate, we'll sing, we'll make great music. Take me away with you, let's run off together. We'll celebrate, we'll sing, we'll make great music. For your love is better, better than wine. Your love is better, better than wine. Get up, beautiful lover. wine. Your love is better than wine, better than wine. Your love is better, better than wine.